This past week, 40-year-old Randy Johnson became the oldest player to pitch a perfect game in the major leagues. 41-year-old pitcher Roger Clemens has an unblemished record of 7 straight wins with his new team, the Houston Astros, and Barry Bonds, who turns 40 in July, is still bashing home runs. Down in the minors, an extraordinary story about one of baseball's oldest players is unfolding. Ricky Henderson, considered by many the greatest leadoff hitter of all time, is struggling to keep his career alive with the Newark Bears in New Jersey. Nancy Solomon reports.
If there were a James Brown Award for the hardest working man in baseball, Ricky Henderson would surely qualify. Forget the multi-million-dollar contracts, luxury hotel suites, and private jets that now characterize the game. This future Hall of Famer has returned to the Bush Leagues, where he travels by bus and carries his own bag.
Designated hitter, number 24, Ricky Henderson!
At 45, the still muscular Henderson refuses to retire. He spent half of last season in Newark before being called up by the L.A. Dodgers and hopes for another chance this year. Henderson arrives at the Newark ballpark early to warm up to music blasting in the small stadium.
You do love the game. I play the game because, you know, I have fun playing the game. I think when I was a kid, I had a lot of fun playing the game. And I never lost that touch, and the game hadn't got bored to me. And, you know, I've been able to stay healthy. You know, God gave me a gift to stay healthy, so that's why I continue playing.
If he makes it back to the big leagues this year, Henderson wouldn't be the oldest. Julio Franco is 4 months older. But for a guy whose game is all about speed, he would be peerless.
You know, I do a lot of stretching. I think that's been my key for us being successful and being able to stay healthy is doing a lot of stretching.
Well, you never had an ounce of fat on your body. No?
I can't say I was born that way because I was a little chubby, like they used to call a little tree trunk, a little round bowling ball, a little kid. And I didn't really like it, so I started working out.
That training paid off. 22 years ago, Henderson broke Lou Brock's record of 118 stolen bases in a single season.
He is running. A pitch out. The throw to second. He is safe at second. He's stolen 119. Ricky Henderson steals on a pitch out.
Henderson also holds the all-time record for most walks and runs in a career. He's hoping to get a chance to hit 3 more homers, which would give him a career total of 300. But his former manager during his prime with the Oakland A's, Tony La Russa, says he doesn't think Henderson is in it for the records.
I think Ricky just knows he's special and doesn't want to put it away yet.
The self-confident Henderson has not always commanded unanimous respect from baseball, and his tendency to speak about himself in the third person didn't help. Bill King, the broadcaster for the Oakland A's, called the game when Henderson broke the record for most stolen bases in a career.
And that's when Ricky said, "Now today I am the greatest." And a lot of people feel that he was demeaning to Lou Brock, but there was no intention, in my opinion. That's the way Ricky is. Ricky is basically what you see is what you get.
King says Henderson's willingness to play minor league ball shows he was always more than a big ego guy. And he certainly isn't playing in Newark for the money. The league's maximum pay is $3,000 a month and $18 for meal money. But every night, fans crowd near the dugout, and unlike the major leagues, many come away with a signed ball.
Ricky, man.
Ricky, thank you.
Henderson hopes to coach one day. It just might turn out that playing in the minor leagues is part of that larger plan. If he proves to be a good influence on young players, he may never be forced to hang up his uniform. For NPR News, I'm Nancy Solomon.